Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, I'm updating a story from about a year ago about a company making a plastic replacement with seaweed. In the past year, Notpla, the company covered before, has continued to expand and find new ways to replace plastic with their very cool seaweed. Most recently, the company won a 4 million euro Horizon Europe grant to help replace the Humble coffee cup. As covered in the earlier episode, which I'll play at the end of this update, a lot of coffee cups seem like they're paper, but frustratingly, they are coated on the inside with plastic. That makes them really hard to recycle and a sneaky source of microplastic. With this grant, the company is hoping to scale up production of their existing espresso cup to replace many, many, many cups around the world that aren't being recycled at all. Notpla is working with 14 partners across Europe and Africa with the goal of making a market ready, fully natural, home compostable coating that can be used in a real coffee shop environment. And if you're looking to try out the seaweed ice cream spoon and you happen to live in London, I'll point you towards the Ice Cream Union Premium Ice Cream Shop, which worked with Notpla and incorporated customer feedback to create the ideal seaweed-based spoon for their ice cream. According to the company, at least one person took the spoon home and dropped it in a glass of water to see how long it would take for the spoon to dissolve back into its constituent goo. So now the spoon is not only delivering delicious ice cream, but it's a home science experiment too. That's the update I've got for you. And now here's the original episode. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are going to London, where a seaweed-based non-plastic is being used by the millions to replace single-use plastics that would have eventually ended up in the ground and in our ocean and in our bodies as microplastics. There have been a few episodes about algae and seaweed in the past on the Good News Podcast. About 2.5 years ago, I did an episode that was focused on, the future of algae and all the cool things that were sort of in process. Since then, a company called Notpla has been making some real strides with a totally compostable, nearly plastic alternative that is starting to be used by the millions and, in the not-so-distant future, billions of units. I read about this in Euronews, and they talked about some of the biggest innovations coming out of this company. They won the Earthshot Prize in 2022. They have been creating seaweed-based plastic that can be used basically just like plastic. If you've eaten out of those coated cardboard takeout food containers, those might seem like they are pretty much recyclable, and some of them are, but a lot of them have a thin coating of plastic to keep food from leaking straight through. And it seems like, at least to start, this product has been used to replace that coating in a lot of different form factors, which is pretty cool. Now they have 50 different designs, and from what I can tell, they all seem like one-to-one replacements for existing plastic or plastic-coated things. One of their most recent inventions is a seaweed-based ice cream spoon. And I gotta tell you, I'm pretty excited about that too. I'm a sucker for ice cream, and I do feel a twinge of guilt every time I get a single-use plastic spoon when I'm out and about eating ice cream. And the bamboo spoon alternative that I've seen around hasn't reached real market penetration. But maybe in the next few years, I'll start seeing seaweed spoons shoved into my sundae. NotPla is on track to displace 1 billion single-use plastic items in Europe by the year 2030, which is pretty impressive. From just a few million a few years ago to just about 12 million in 2024, that is some positive plastic replacing news. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.